Welcome, welcome, and welcome back to another episode of Howling with the Wolf. I am driving on the way to Mom's house for a Friendsgiving with her neighbor across the street. Lots of things to talk about. Been a while. Hope you're doing well, and happy Turkey Day. All right, so I know it's been a while. There has been lots to complain about. We've all been watching the elections. We've all been watching what's happening in Ukraine and with China and everything. And it's just been a mess. The world's been a mess. And it seemed like it would do more harm to just continually complain about the same things every week while trying to find the good in thrifting. But things are so expensive now, nobody can afford anything. And, you know, it's through nobody's fault, or even mine, but, you know, sales have tanked. I've spent more time working and trying to find gig work to make up the extra. And it just hasn't really afforded me the opportunity to go out store hunting and shopping. And, you know, hasn't really put me in the mood to talk about fun, cool things I can't afford when nobody's got any money. But this being Thanksgiving and all, I figured I would be a little thankful. I know. Somehow I got hacked. But I see a lot of memes and I see a lot of things talking about Thanksgiving. And, you know, mostly they're jokes. Mostly people complaining about their family or that they have to go do this stupid meal. Or that once the one person that was the glue of the family passes, no one does anything anymore. And that's kind of where I'm at. With all of them. Because Thanksgiving has always been my least favorite holiday. I can eat as much as I want any day of the week because I'm a goddamn adult. That's how life works. And even when I was a kid, I could eat as many pizza rolls and drink as many Mountain Dews as I wanted every single day until I give myself a heart attack, because that's my freedom of choice. I don't need a holiday to tell me today is the day to be thankful when you should have been thankful the entire year. And if you remember one of my very first episodes, one of my first podcasts, during the pandemic, I was telling people, make up your own holidays. And for the most part, I've actually kind of kept to that. So since my family has decided to not get together anymore, and we all realize none of us like each other anymore, that took our mafia-sized 100-person gathering down to just me, my mom, her husband, and all of our animals. Which is nothing wrong with that, you know. I love Mom's cooking, but I love Mom's cooking every day. There's no reason to force her to make 16 hours worth of food for 45 minutes and 10 hours of dishes. It just makes zero sense to me. So we're doing a Friendsgiving with her neighbors who, you know, Vegas is a very small town. I've mentioned this several times, but her neighbors were friends with a drummer buddy of mine, and we ended up drinking buddies in the same bar. So it's funny that we all knew each other, even though we live on the, you know, exact opposites of the town. So he is a very patriotic, down-home, normal, conservative, traditional type person, but also those types are generally very giving. They want to make sure veterans and troops and everybody gets their fair share. If anybody doesn't have a home or a Thanksgiving or a family to go with, he opens up to his work and his friends and family. So I went for the first time last year, and it was awesome. Met some cool people. There was about 30 people there. Half of them talked football. Half of them talked politics. You know, just it was fun, and it was good banter, and it was different. Thanksgivings in my household, and I'm gonna try not to be negative, but I think for humor's sake, it just you know, it bears sharing. They were terrible. And for the most part, I hate my family for a lot of the things that I had gone through as a kid. My grandma and my mom were the saints of the family. And, you know, God bless grandma. She was the only thing that kept us all together. And, you know, after she passed, nobody wanted to hang out anymore. I unearthed a video as I was going through my VHS collection and selling off a bunch of stuff, trying to survive and all that. I unearthed a homemade VHS video. My mom couldn't afford a camcorder, so we borrowed her sister's camcorder. And this is the sister that you may remember was the supposed matriarch of the family and tried to take over even when grandma was still alive, even though that was her right. And she's the one that had just passed that was sort of my Skeletor to my He-Man, and long rivalry between her and I. And so this is one of those instances of this, one of the things that she did to the family that made me hate her. I unearthed this video, and you play it, and it's my entire family, even back when my grandpa was still alive, and he died way back, you know, when I was, I think, 10 or 11, something like that. And it shows the family, you know, grandpa didn't know what a camcorder was, so he posed because he thought it was a really obnoxiously big camera. Of course, the teenage daughter of the drug addict ended up trying to pose and flip her hair like she was a fucking model, even though she was far from it. She looked like Axl Rose, and I won't tell you which version. And you just see all these things. Everybody's showing off, doing their little thing. Here I am, happy Thanksgiving. And then you see grandma in the kitchen just slaving away. You see one of my aunts in there helping, and she's kind of quiet and, you know, doing her thing. But then you see, you know, this fucking frumpadump that lent my mom the camera, which was her tape and her time to get a two-hour video of her family so we could enjoy these memories forever. A lot of good that did. And she's sitting there directing it. Now get a picture of me. Now you say this. Now you say this. Oh, no, don't worry about what Jason's saying. Just go do the... No. Get a picture of what this. And this is how we... I mean, she's fucking directing the entire thing. You're moving the zoom too fast. You can't do that. It won't focus. Don't... I mean, she just... God, it gets me so angry watching this thing. And then it pans over to me. And it's Thanksgiving. I'm a huge wrestling fan. And I wanted to do a little promo. I wanted to show the magazine I had just got for holidays and things, because my mom knew it was terrible to deal with, you know, family gatherings and shit like that. She would buy me a little comic book or a Garfield book or a magazine or something like that. So I had the newest WWF magazine, and of course Survivor Series was on. We couldn't afford it, but I wanted to talk about it anyway, like I was a podcaster or a newscaster or something like that. And, you know, that would have been a memory that would have been really fun that I could have shared with you guys. So, guys, look at this. Here's a video of me, you know, fucking doing a promo about Survivor Series 1989. How cool is this? No. As soon as I hold up the magazine and my own mom holds up the camcorder with her time and her tape in the damn player, my uncle is like, we're not here for this. My fucking uncle sitting on the couch, pissed off as always, trying to tell my mom that she can't videotape her son talk about something that he loves and would eventually do as a living once he got older. He's sitting there, we're not here for this. You can't do this. You can't do this. Go film the kitchen or something. Get something important on camera. And he's just bitching. Like, so I have a videotape of a memory of my uncle yelling at me, telling me that the things that I enjoy most in life are not important. Guess what? He's in a hospital today. He had his leg amputated. Because he was forgotten, thrown on a farm with a brother that doesn't give a shit about him. He gained way too much weight, got severely unhealthy, got gangrene in his leg, and my mom had to threaten a welfare check on him to get him to go to the hospital. And that bastard still says, "I'll never talk to you again. This is ridiculous. You leave me alone. This is my life." Having a goddamn conniption fit because somebody, one person out of an entire family, gave a shit enough to make sure that he was okay. And then once they found out that he was days from death had he not taken care of it, and that they needed to amputate the leg, what does he do? He still blames my mom for doing that because that never would have happened. Well, okay, I'm sorry that you wanted to die, but I don't know, maybe the rest of us didn't want you to die yet. Or maybe you could be a little thankful that you could stuff your fat face one more time. Man, nice family, huh? And it sucks because those are my Thanksgiving memories. And you wonder why I'm so cynical and jaded by things. And I did have a very good childhood. My mom made sure that I had everything I needed or wanted and went without so that we could have a wonderful life, and I could have a wonderful childhood, and you know, I did. And I saw a meme the other day that kind of struck home for a lot of us, that said, maybe I collect toys because it reminds me of the only time in my life where I was actually happy. And that's somewhat true. I've been happy before. I mean, you can't not be happy when you're smoking a cigar surrounded by hookers on HBO. Or when you're standing in front of the Amityville Horror House on tour with a, you know, world-renowned band or something. I mean, I've been happy. I've done some things. But when they talk about things from your childhood, these are the memories that come up. And so Thanksgiving in general was never a good opportunity for me to have long-lasting memories at all. Because it was always one person gloating and showing off, trying to, you know, tell how important they are and what they've accomplished and that we haven't seen them in over a year, but here we are again, coming back together. And it just, God, it's ridiculous. I hope your Thanksgivings aren't like that. I hope if you have kids and I hope if you have a family that you create games that you play, that you have little traditions, or you break out Elf on the Shelf and, you know, get excited for Christmas, or you watch the Macy's Day Parade, shit like that. Because my Thanksgivings, I dreaded them. And not only that, even as a very, very young person, I was tasked to almost be the leader of the family. Because I was always the one out of everyone, even the older cousins, the older brothers, the siblings, even grandma and grandpa themselves, I was always the one tasked to do the prayer. And I guess that's why I'm okay being a performer and an entertainer, because I have to pretend to like these people and be thankful for things that I couldn't give a shit about. And not to mention, I hate that fucking food. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be funny here. But Thanksgiving is literally a collection of the worst food possible next to truck stop sushi and fucking Chick-fil-A. Like, it's just terrible. Carl's Jr. is worse. I should have said that, but Chick-fil-A popped in my head first. Yeah, I just, God, I hate yams. I hate turkey. It's dry. I like it peppered and sliced for a sandwich. Although, you know, when my mom cooks it, it's different. It's actually juicy and makes great sandwiches, and I live off of it for a week and get tryptophan and fall asleep every day. It's awesome. I love it. But, you know, the family turkey, it was always old world, very dry. I mean, if you didn't have a gallon of milk and all this shit to wash it down, that shit would get stuck and we would have to practice the Heimlich maneuver on each other. And, I mean, it's, oh, so bad. And I'm not saying grandma's cooking was dry. She didn't much like the turkey either. And she just kind of did it just to appease everybody else. Mashed potatoes, they're kind of like filler. Corn, same thing, nothing you would ask for. I absolutely did. I would eat all of that. I refuse to eat yams. But cranberry sauce? Are you fucking for real? Let's break this down here, okay? You want a can of gelatinous paste that they have congealed into a red pile of gelatin, and you're gonna eat this? I don't eat anything that jiggles. I'm sorry, I just don't. I've never eaten Jell-O. I do not eat jiggling food. It's disgusting. I can't do it. No. Stuffing is probably the most disgusting thing I have ever heard of in my entire life. Imagine a little black kid in Nigeria meme where he's standing there looking at this, you know, this bitch side eye and all. You mean to tell me that you shove stale bread that's about to mold up the ass of a turkey with the juices from a dead animal's carcass draining into it, and you're gonna scoop and ass eat a turkey with stuffing inside of it? Like, come on. Where in the history of ever do you think that's a good idea? And who came up with this idea? Y'all joke and make fun and say that you eat ass now. You've been eating ass at Thanksgiving every single fucking year. I mean, goddamn, seriously. That's the most disgusting thing I think I could ever think of. Fruit salad was another thing we always had to have. One time a year, my family would eat fruit. And they would cut it up and they'd throw it in fucking Cool Whip and call it a fruit salad. And speaking of the salad, maybe of the fourth time for the year that my family would eat salad, because we're all meat and taters and South Dakotan, you know, type homebody, homegrown, home, what do they call it? Comfort food people. That's why we're all fat. The salad would be like, I never asked what the dressing is, and I don't ever want to know, but it was like a milky mayonnaise. And then they would put raw baby shrimp in there. That was my uncle's request. I hate my uncle so much now as an adult. It's absolutely ridiculous because of the things that he had everybody do because he was such a fucking baby and a whiny little bitch about everything. He had to have smooth mashed potatoes. He couldn't have them chunky. He had to have stuffing with the celery in it and make sure that it was nice and moist. It had to do this, I had to do that. I have to have 2 gallons of milk so I can drink a glass with every bite. I gotta have fucking the right cranberry sauce. I still gotta make the joke and put olives on every single finger so I can joke. And I mean, get over it, dude. I mean, my Thanksgiving was basically sitting there watching my uncle stuff his face without using a napkin, and it looked like Bastion Booger at fucking Survivor Series. Just ridiculous. So, and that was one of his requests, was let's put the baby shrimp in the salad. When do you ever put baby shrimp in a fucking salad covered in mayonnaise? My mom and I talk about this all the time, where we just laugh and laugh and laugh. And it borderlines laughing to actual tears and some sadness. Because we hate the fact that we never got to explore our own traditions and do our own things. You know, Grandma did make a good stuffing where it was actual homemade bread that she made that she would put in little bread loaf tins and bake, and it was sort of like just a southern homemade stuffing, not stovetop, not shoved up a turkey's ass, nothing like that. It was just a good, you know, I don't know what to call it. I mean, it was just a good bread casserole that was baked or something, I don't know. But then, so now I've gone to, and I'll give you an update on the way home to let you know what they had. But last year I went to this Friendsgiving that I'm going to now. They smoked brisket. they had all kinds of food. They had green bean casserole, macaroni and cheese with breadcrumbs and extra layer of cheese on top. They had turkey and ham, glazed ham. They had cube smoked, I don't even know what it was. It was like a cube of salami, a cube of steak, and a cube of fucking ham on a skewer that they smoked. And oh my God, and we're not talking liquid smoke. Like, dude did this for hours upon hours to get that natural flavor with cedarwood chips and applewood chips. I mean, he had like three different smokers going. It was fucking amazing. Never would have got that as a kid. I would have looked forward to Thanksgiving every single year if that's what our Thanksgivings were, but no. We had watered down mayonnaise shrimp salad and fucking cranberry sauce and the driest turkey that gets you a choke on your... Ugh. So ridiculous. Anywho, I'm at mom's house. I'm going to laugh and joke about some of these things, and we'll have some more stories after this. I did read Garfield's Thanksgiving, and that was fun. Brought back some good memories. I'm fucking lost. There's so many cars on the street, I don't even know where the fuck I am. I gotta figure this out. Alright, I will see y'all later. Well, damn. Now, see, that was fun. So, I just got done with the Friendsgiving with my mom's neighbors. Yeah, that was awesome. Really good food. Really great conversations. Everyone just enjoyed everybody's company. I mean, they had green bean casserole with them little onion flakes on it. They had a corn pudding, which I've never heard of, and it was amazing. I guess they call it like a corn casserole or something, but depending where you're from, they call it corn pudding. There was a smoked turkey and a regular turkey, both juicy as hell. Brisket, and smoked brisket. Bunch of different pies, whiskey-infused turkey, whiskey pumpkin spice pie, you know, of course, like regular stuffing and mashed potatoes gravy and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, man, see, I this is the second year I've done that, and I look forward to that every year more than I ever did the 32 Thanksgivings I had with family before everything just sort of stopped. The last 10 years we really haven't had family Thanksgivings. But man, you know, so it was cool. I'm sitting there, introduce myself to people, because, you know, they're just a bunch of bikers and, you know, construction worker types. So I don't want them to be like, you know, who's this weird dude hanging by himself? You know, of course, my mom and her husband was there. But I introduced myself to this one guy, and he's like, I know you. I'm like, okay. And he's like, yeah, you know, from the bar downtown. I'm like, keep going. I need more information before I, you know, gauge my reaction. And then I realized he had grown a beard. I totally didn't even recognize him. It was one of my UFC buddies that I used to hang with downtown. And he got clean. He sobered up. We had all gotten into a lot of trouble downtown on Fremont. It was such a toxic environment that it was constant booze, constant drugs, constant fighting. I mean, we were all so well known down there that people would run if we'd walk into a bar because they knew it was going to be a brawl at any minute. And he got back into ironworking, cleaned himself up, doesn't drink or smoke or do anything anymore. And that was just a really good conversation, good catching up. And it, you know, said he had met up with a few of our other brothers, and you know, they're doing well, they cleaned up. And I said, you know, I had sort of stopped and done my own thing, became an artist, and I'm just starting to get back into the bar, but I don't feel the need to get back into those old habits. And it was a good time. And to me, that's what Thanksgivings are supposed to be about: friendship, camaraderie, good time, fellowship. And I don't know why blood makes less of a friend than friends do, and friends end up being more a family than your actual family does. And that's really sad. That's really, really sad. I don't, like I say, you know, I started this with mostly bad memories, and I even told my mom, you know, I was reminiscing about some of the stuff and joking about the food, and we're going to do our own Thanksgiving on Monday. And she's like, well, I guess I'm not making that if you're making fun of it, you know, talking about, like, the salad. She said it was some, like, mayonnaise and ketchup that was mixed in to be that, whatever, it's like a cocktail sauce salad, and that's why the shrimp was in there. But I was like, why was it always watery? And she said, because your uncle, the idiot that he was, would wash the lettuce before he put the dressing on it, and then he would leave the water in the bowl, so that's why everything was wet and runny. Totally makes sense now. Still don't like it. Still think it's nasty. But, you know, whatever. Yeah, man. So anyway, yeah, I highly advise doing Thanksgivings and holidays with friends, because friends actually take care of each other. They enjoy your company, and, you know, we've all got the hoes and the backstabbers and that circle too, but I bet you'd have a lot more fun with a Friendsgiving than you would an actual Thanksgiving. I don't know, there's just too much pressure. Like, moms or grandmas telling you how to cook things, and then the aunts and the uncles are fighting over who's right and wrong, and just, I mean, you know, it's too much. One of the things I did enjoy about Thanksgiving, though, as far as family went, was some of my cousins. It was fun when I could start or affording wrestling pay-per-views, when I was old enough to do some chores or some extra work somewhere to make money. And, you know, we go watch those. But I remember one of the only times I actually played a board game or cards was during Thanksgiving. And that was one thing that I miss probably the most about grandma being gone, is me, her, my mom, and my uncle, you know, the one that's one foot in the grave. He used to complain even about the card games that we would play, but that was fun. We'd play Rummy, or with the cousins, I'd play Monopoly. I don't do game night. I wish I had closer friends that I could do more of these meetings rather than just once a year. But, you know, it is what it is. That, and I'm busy as fuck all the time. I've got friends in town I'm supposed to go out with sometime this week, and I don't know how I'm going to swing that. But, yeah. The games were fun. Like I say, even if, I think if I had a family of my own, it would be more work than time to actually enjoy it. Because when you're a kid, everyone makes this food for you, and you just get to have fun and enjoy it. Or once you grow up, you go to mom's house or grandma's house, and they do all the cooking and stuff for you. So it's different as an adult when you don't have a family. What do you do? And I could go to mom's house for dinner any day. There's no need to make her slave away for something that we're only going to enjoy for a half an hour. So, yeah, this was good. We ended it, though. You know, things were going good, and then all of a sudden the drunks showed up. There's always, you know, that older woman type that thinks she's still young enough to flirt around and be obnoxious drunk, and it's just not fun for anyone. Some lady comes in, starts gallivanting around, flirting with everyone, even though everybody's married. I'm the only one that wasn't, and it was just like, hell no. Not gonna happen, lady, but so loud, so obnoxious, pops open her own bottle of wine and sits there and drinking it. I mean, I'm an alcoholic, I drink and I have fun, but I've never been an obnoxious drunk. I usually keep to myself, and it usually mellows me out to where I get to just chill and enjoy my time, listen to music, or do whatever we do. But this lady just wants it to be a co-ed naked sleaze party the minute she shows up and expects everybody to be loud, and it's just obnoxious as fuck. So that was enough for mom to want to call it a night. So walked back across the street, and that was it. Which, speaking of home, now I am home, and I'm gonna take a fucking nap, and that's all I got to say about that, which means that it was good damn food. Well, It is now Black Friday. I know, time warp. Woo, jump ahead. Christmas lights are going up all over the neighborhood, not in my house, mind you. And I tried to think of some more happy slash funny slash interesting stories about Thanksgiving, and I got nothing. It's just not one of those holidays that really remind me of much. Or at least not good, anyway. However, today is Black Friday. Black Friday always used to be something fun, sometimes crazy. The first few Black Fridays as an adult that I remember were all like Best Buy and Walmart and Target, and everyone in the family each had to pick a store, and we had a list of what to get at each store. And it was like TVs, you would get PlayStation games for $10, DVD box sets for, you know, $10, regular DVDs for $2.50, and $3, $4, $5, things like that. And, you know, it was good times, and there was product, and there was money to be had. And then slowly but surely, they started doing away with the things because nobody was buying any of that stuff anymore. As more and more things went digital, you started buying like the PlayStation Plus cards or the Xbox Live cards or digital codes, gift cards. And then no one's opening physical gifts anymore except for shit that they're going to want to return. I mean, I know the 50s are over where there's a new gadget or a new thing that everybody wants to open every year. I mean, when I was a kid, it was, you know, Furby or the first remote control R2-D2, Cabbage Patch dolls, things like that. The sellout Last Action Hero, or no, what's the movie? Jingle All the Way? Where it was the sellout toy that you had to get that year, and nobody wanted it, but, you know, you had to have it that year. So, anywho, those things are few and far between these days for what people are actually looking for, because all people want, use, or talk about is their damn phones and their apps that are on the phone. I mean, I swore if TikTok made in-app purchases for Christmas filters, they'd be millionaires. Maybe they are already. Maybe they do that. I don't know. I have yet to start a TikTok account. But Black Friday just isn't the same anymore. In fact, I'm honestly surprised, yes, I'm going to go there, that it's still called Black Friday. I mean, as much as everything's been canceled and discontinued and not allowed anymore, I'm really surprised we call it Black Friday, because it has no bearing on the sales. Usually, red tag sales meant clearance, so why it's called Black instead of Red Friday is beyond me. And everyone sort of widely knows that yellow tags are clearance for, you know, the Walmart, Target, things like that. So I just don't get the name of Black Friday. And lo and behold, like I was talking about with other things, as they did away with the physical stuff and the TVs, because Lord knows every TV doesn't need to be upgraded every, you know, 6 months to a year. Neither does your mattress. I don't know how mattress places stay in business. In fact, there was a theory that mattress and furniture stores are actually just a front for laundering money for criminal organizations, because you never see anybody in one of those stores. You never see anyone in the parking lot, but there's one on every single block. And then you always see the commercials for the Monday holidays, and that's it. You never see anybody driving around with a mattress on top of their vehicle. And I think I've seen a few RC Willy or something like that where the vans come in and deliver new furniture. So why does there need to be something? And who buys one of those things at full price anyway? I mean, fuckers are like 70% off year round. They use every single holiday as an excuse. So I don't personally understand it. But anywho, as physical products started going away, we started getting into Cyber Monday, which is hysterical for people my age, because that meant something completely different on Yahoo Messenger back in the day, or AOL Instant Chat. Cybering used to be what we would call phone sex or sexting or something like that, where you could webcam people across the world and they would, you know, before OnlyFans, believe it or not, they would actually masturbate on camera for free just to get their rocks off that somebody was watching. Or they would sext and send pictures, and most likely it was probably, you know, Prince Hajib Abu Dhabi sending you pics that he found on the internet. But, Cyber Monday, it became a digital download day because of Amazon, and everyone started getting more and more deals online. And then there was less and less of a reason to actually go into the stores. I mean, remember, Black Friday used to have, even all the way up until the Black Lives Matter riots and the COVID shutdown, used to have people fighting over shopping carts. And I'm not being racist, but like the Asians would go in and load up on all of the luggage, at least around here. I don't know why. They would go in and they would all circle around one entire pallet until they could stuff their cart with every piece of luggage. And then I don't know why. I don't know if they resell it or they just use it to ship back home. But they would buy luggage every single year. And then, you know, people would try and get the TVs. You know, ain't nobody hiding no damn TV till Christmas. They wanted it for themselves, and then they would just stock up on them and use it early. I don't know. It's just, there's no reason to go in there anymore, especially since nobody collects physical product. So then also, Cyber Monday, you started getting, we just had a sign on the freeway that said, buckle up and keep your stuffing on the inside. Ha! Morbid as fuck, but thanks, Vegas. Anywho, Cyber Monday was not a sex act, and it was not anything cool. It just became a way to get that deal online for shit that you were going to buy anyway. And then somehow retailers started raising prices and caught on that everyone was buying clearance stuff and waiting until Cyber Monday. So they had less and less sales after Thanksgiving and Halloween and clearance Christmas, although they still do Christmas clearance trees. I have noticed that. And I think that's about honestly the only thing. We used to load up on inflatables, and then they would be exciting for the next year when we'd open them up. That's not a thing anymore. They figured out that if they raise the price, say, let's go action figures. $19.99 is the normal price, but you raise the price to $24.99 somewhere around October, you get so sick and the sales go down so much that by the time Black Friday comes around, they're like, boom, $19.99. And everyone's like, oh my God, it's on sale. No, it just went back to normal price. It's like people complaining about politics and gas prices and everything. They're like, we're not 6.25 anymore. We're down to 4.25. Yeah, bitch, that's still $2 more than it was 2 years ago. I mean, yeah, great. We're all thankful that it's a couple dollars cheaper, but come on. You can't raise the price and then lower it by 25% of the 50% you raised it to get a better deal, which is still charging you more than it should have been anyway. But then even still, there was less and less things that you needed to buy on Cyber Monday. I mean, so I started buying things for myself because there was less and less that you could find in the stores, and I would wait because all of my collectibles and fun stuff was all online. So I'd wait for the Super 7 sale and the Maddie Collector sales and get all the Masters Universe classics and everything that was cheap. I mean, this is even before Ultimates or Super 7 got the license, but I was collecting reaction figures back when they were still with Funko, when they were $9.99, $20 for a fucking little ass dick-sized figure. Come on. It's just nothing to buy anymore. Even Ringside Collectibles. I remember last year, I spent about $100, and I was loading up on their $2 to $4 to $6.99 figures. I bought like a bunch of SummerSlam Sids. A couple of that, you know, for $2, why not put them in the collection? Like basics, stuff like that. And I thought I was going to turn all those Sid Vicious into, like, Mortis and Wrath and Atom Bomb and Crush and every iteration of the Bryans you could think of. And I haven't done a single one of them. And not only that, when we were all making money and the government was sending us free money, and I was buying like clearance Vaders and all that, apparently everybody else is doing that too, because there was zero reason to resell these things because nobody was buying them. They're not worth shit. Everybody knows that all these figures don't sell. They're all peg warmers and they go down to $9.98 or whatever it is, and they, everybody loads up on them. I mean, I got lucky one year. I was buying things for collections because the Macho Man Hall of Fame buck and the, I think it was a Brutus Beefcake and a Jimmy Hart. And I had bought all three of those in bulk when they went down to $5, $6, $7 on clearance just because they were unique body styles and I knew that I could turn them into something. And as, you know, things would go as they do, I waited 2 years and they didn't do anything. They didn't become customs. They just sat there rotting. And I decided, well, fuck, I'll put them on eBay. And then lo and behold, like everyone went for $50. So I made a banging on that one. And then, of course, once people catch on to that and they try and do the same thing, then it's not worth anything because now everybody's trying to cash in. I mean, you know, I've talked about figure resellers being like stock market brokers. And now it seems to me, thankfully, all those people have moved on to trading cards, which is something I have zero interest in. And good luck to all y'all with that. If you want to buy boxes of these fucking things, open that every sixth box, get you a $100 card, but you're in $125, let me introduce you to what we call in Vegas as gambling. But, you know, people do it. They like it. There's money in it. You could flip it, and they pay me for customs, and everybody's happy. So, whatever. But it makes me happy now that we've moved away from doing that with figures. However, a lot of the figures that we've been asking for years, like Mean Mark Callis and the Islanders and the Iraqi Slaughter and Mustafa, things like that, a couple years too late, guys. Sorry. The great Tom Veg has sculpted those heads. We've made customs that are way better than anything you guys could produce. And there's just no need to buy them anymore. And speaking of ringside, I don't understand. They seem to be buying up all of the excess stock and return stock that they keep. You know, I forget what they call it, but there's a term for figures that, you know, they keep in customer service just in case there's returns and whatnot. They've been buying all that up because they get all the exclusives. Like, I've been seeing Boogeyman, the Brutus Beefcake Dungeon of Doom character, whatever his name is, and he's up there for $17.99 now, and I was like, wait a minute. I was willing to trade a $50 custom for that because I hadn't found one yet. Now I'm just going to go get them from Ringside Collectibles. And now I'm looking at there, and they've got the new retros. And not just the new Mattel retros. I'm talking like the Mr. T, the Roddy Piper, and Mean Gene Okerlund. I mean, each one of those was going for $30. Nobody wanted Cowboy Bob Orton. That's rightfully $9.99. But to see that on clearance, and even if you go on Mattel Creations, where they still have that second series with the Hart Foundation and Jimmy Hart, why would I buy that for $55 when Ringside has the sought-after bunny ears you can't see $37.99 Series 1? I think inflation is hurting everybody, and I don't think companies are being smart at all right now with their product. In fact, even the Coliseum collection, Ultimates have been selling out left and right. And they're still up. You could still buy Hogan and Terry Funk right now, like 5 days later, which is really weird to me. I mean, cool that they're making extra stock, but now you could sort of see the pattern. Like, if you don't see something sell out on a website, you know it's going to deep discount, or you know it's going to Ringside's Black Friday or Cyber Monday, whatever it is. And now, like I say, they're not worth shit. I tried to invest in Deep Discount. It is a reputable site. Sometimes they cancel orders because they oversell. But back when we were still allowed to do the toy swaps before they shut that down here in Vegas, because now you gotta have a business license to do a swap meet for some fucking stupid reason. I had loaded up on like these plush luchadors that were $30 marked down to $7. Castle Grayskull, I think I got for like $29 or $34. The oversized 10-inch pops I was buying for $6 and $7 each, including like the even newer stuff like Mandalorian and all that. And I'm looking at that today for their Black Friday, and they've got all the new Origins figures like Sunman. Nobody wants Sunman or any of those characters. They were cool bootlegs back then, but they're still bootlegs. Hooray for the contract that that family gets, because they were trying to be inclusive back then and create more black characters. That's awesome, and that's great, because I loved black characters and wanted more of them even as a white kid when I was a kid. Like, Mr. T and Roadblock were not enough for me, and Clamp Champ. There should have been, you know, some badass fucking characters. I mean, I loved my Junkyard Dog figure. He was champion. And I'm talking the thumb wrestlers. I used to wrestle more with the thumb wrestlers than I did with the LJNs. And Junkyard Dog was my champion. He was a better figure. It looked cool, and he beat the shit out of Hulk Hogan. So, you know, whatever. They didn't have anything. The only thing I saw that I might buy is they had the King Shark 5-pack, which is basically that wave with the Build-A-Figure. I don't want any of the Suicide Squad, but for $29 for a $70 set, that's not bad. I also was looking at Super 7 had some Troy McClure, McBain series Super 7, 20 marks down to $7.49, and I'm like, that's pretty cool, except now that's only like $1.50 less than what they used to be, but still, you know, I'll take it. And that's it. I mean, I scoured Amazon and Ringside and Hasbro Pulse, Mattel Creations, literally everything. And everyone's saying the same thing that I am. There's nothing to buy. Even if we had money, there's still nothing to buy. And why would you buy a new TV? I mean, for a while, we're doing things to make your TV outdated. I bitched royally when I bought a Blu-ray player that had smart capabilities so I could get on the WWE Network and Netflix and shit like that. And then both of those banned usage on Sony products and Blu-ray players, and you had to get a Fire Stick, or you had to buy a new smart TV, so you had to keep commerce going and buy new shit. And we all did that. But now that we all have a smart TV with the Fire Stick, I mean, why would you buy a new TV? Why would I buy a new, phone? Nobody buys a computer. There's just no reason to buy anything this year. Now, if you're listening to me and you're a fan of my figures, I have Gobbledygooker, thanks to Travis and Breaker from TV Toycast. They had commissioned that. And I put it out to my fan club and my fan base, and sold out both times I offered it. And that was something cool because it's unique. It's a grail piece. It's something everybody's been wanting for the longest time, and I'm happy people are digging it. So, that seems to be what people are buying. Companies are just, they're not smart, and they're not doing the right thing. So Black Friday and Cyber Monday, it's all the fun's been taken out of it, and it sucks. Seems like more and more Christmas traditions and Thanksgiving traditions are all going because it's such a shit world out there. Now, I'm thinking about doing something, and I know when somebody says something like this, it influences other people, and I'm sorry for this. However, I want to buy a real Christmas tree this year. I don't want to cut one down. Like, I don't care if it's $75. I'll find a way, and I'm going to Lowe's or Home Depot, and I'm going to pick out a Christmas tree, tie it to the roof of my car, scratch the fuck out of the paint, drive it home, and try and fit it in the house. Actually, I've got a better idea. I don't even want to put it in the house. I think I'm going to set up a real-ass Christmas tree outside. And then just put lights on it and maybe a few balls, because it gets windy as fuck out here in Nevada. So I literally don't need a giant tree to go flying in my neighbor's yard or, you know, something like that. But yeah, I think I'm going to go buy a real Christmas tree, because I miss the needles in my socks. I miss the smell. I miss putting the water in and taking care of it. You know, watching it almost tip over when you put too many decorations on one side and it's not balanced. I mean, I just miss it. I've been about, I would say, a good 30 years since I've had a real Christmas tree. The fake ones are just easier. They're less mess. They still shed like a motherfucker. But I don't know. I'm in such a nostalgic and a vintage mood that I want things to be like they used to be. In fact, I might even go find some fucking tinsel or some spray fucking flock and just walk a flock of that bitch. I don't know, but I want to do something traditional. And then this year for Christmas, I tried to get my mom to do it, but she just won't do it. She's just so afraid that I'm going to miss out and have a bad Christmas, which I've never had a bad Christmas ever in my life. Even though when she can't afford stuff or we can't afford things, we try and do something different. We tried one year to save up for a trip to Disneyland for Christmas, and we were going to only gift each other one thing so that we could save money, because the trip was going to be an egregious amount of money. She gave me one gift, and I gave her one gift, and I saw it, and I was like, cool, this is great. Guess what she did? You open the gift, and there was like 20 little things shoved in this box. And I'm like, damn it. We said one gift, Ma. And now I feel bad, but she doesn't, it's Mom. She doesn't care. She just wants what's best for everybody. And that's what she loves about the holidays and Christmas. She just loves to be a giver. So, you know, that's awesome. And she's always given me many happy memories. In fact, I do believe the theme for December for podcasts, I'm going to try and do Christmas memories and a somewhat positive spin on those, even though for the most part they are going to be hilariously bitchy as usual. So, anywho, I hope things are well with you. I am at work now. We have the Iron Maidens, which is a female tribute to Iron Maiden. And I'm expecting a pretty good crowd, even though there's nobody in the parking lot right now. And I think it'll be a fun night. So anyway, I hope you did find something for Black Friday. I hope your Thanksgiving was good. And we'll try and catch you next week, and we'll start some Christmas memories. All right? Stay safe and sane, y'all.